Parshas Vayera, Gemara Darshan's from Sedra by Avram, that there's a din of being Koveya Mokram Tfilosai, and it says, Kol HaKoveya Mokram Tfilosai. If somebody is Koveya Mokram Tfilosai, so Elkei Aviv Be'ezroi, Elkei Avram Be'ezroi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Avram, is the one that is helps him. Chazal Darshan from a pasuk of Sha'omat Sham Avram that he was Koveya Mokram, the same thing happened the first time, done the second time. The Chura, it's strange. First of all, it's a halach in Hilchos Tefillah, like all in Yom Hilchos Tefillah. Being Koveya Mokram, either because it's Kavan, it helps, and more or less that's the time that says of all the Tchunas. There's a whole bunch of things that are not makom for tefillah, but that are chosha for tefillah. Of all of them, Koveya Mokim is the one that says Elikei Avram by Israel. Good. Then it says V'loy Oid Elo Oimrim Olav Heichasi Deyonav Bebanim Shal Avram Avinu. That a person who's Koveya Mokim at tefillah, we say about him that he's a chosid, he's a onav Bebanim Shal Avram Avinu. So it's also strange because it's a halacha. But hey chosid, the fact that he's doing a middle of the chasidusa, it's not ma'akiv b'di'evet. We at least understand that the word chosid, how it comes into play over here. That it's an inyan that's not ma'akiv, but it's an inyan nothing to do. What's the hey onov? Where's the anivus coming over here? I mean, it doesn't seem to have any shaykhs, not the guy, not the anivus. It's a tircha, it's a person's far away, he has to go back to say mokim. So it goes into the area that the itzahara to not to be kaveh mokim, that philosophy is, would for us be in the gather of atzlus or zilson tfila, but it's no shaykhs to anivus. And Chazal say, you melave mitosa, you say chosid hei onov. The Magid, which Ritzel Magid asks, is Meir, there seems to be a stira in the way Chazal say, it says that Koveya Mokim Litfilosai is a Maila, it's a Alekei Avram Boizroi, and Bemeila, so the Indian of having a Mokim Kavua, to being making an akuda of kviyas for tefillah is a maila. It says kolayse tefillase keva ain't tefillase tachnunim. That if a person regards tefillah as keva, it's not. It's tefillah is not tachnunim. It's less leskabel and so on. The lemaisa. I mean, the pshat in each place is different. Koveya Mokim also means he's miyachra place for tefillah, which halacha, that's what you should do. Koloise tefillah se keva shows keilu, he makes the tefillah as if it's a burden. It's a steady chore. And b'meila, it's not good. It's not achnunim. So in what it is in lemaisa, it's two different things. One is appropriate, one is not appropriate. But when you're talking about the words, Keilu kvias and tefillah. So here it says he's koveya mokam tefilosoi, and here it says koveya oisa tefilosoi keva. It's loshen neif la loshen. Both of them are an inyan where you're putting kvias into the tefillah. It's the same thing when a person does a thing in a mokam kavua. So lemaisa he's koveya. That it's a kvias in the tefillah. This kvias hamakim is also mesader a certain kvias in the tefillah. A person goes to one place to daven, sits in one place, so it makes it kavua. I mean, it does. So, in the inyan of kvias, why is it that in koveya mokim chazal mishabeach, and they say that it's an inyan, and when the and then oisit filosi keva, they should have said a different word. Oisit filosi ketirda or something. But the word keva implies that kvias and tefillah is not good, and it should be something that's sporadic or something that's it's impulsive, not something that's tedious and kavua. So there's a stira that the Magid points out. There's a stira in the teichin of kvias, whether it's a positive aspect tefillah or negative aspect tefillah. The in Avraham Avinu, when he was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save Sdoim. It says, first it was a spell for Chamishim Tzadikim, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, if he finds Chamishim, Vayon Avrom, Vayon Mahini, no, Alti Ladaba, El Hashem, Vonoichi, Ofa, Ve'efa. So Avrom Avinu is misnatzel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm going to speak to you, you'll excuse me for speaking, I'm Sachakel, I'm a nobody. Lemaisa, the pasuk here is not bimkoymoy monefshach. Any time a person questions midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to come with an awareness that the person's be'etzim a nobody. It means every time a person comes with kashas or shaylas on hanogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an implication that he knows better, and there's a mokoyim to say. To be misnatzel before, and to say betzim I'm a nothing and a nobody, but you know, I still have a bakosha, a taina, kasha, whatever in that whole area of that whole tchum. Over here, Avram should have started out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to be megala that he's going to be mechalas toim. So before Avram starts being mispalel, he should have said, "Ribbono Shalom, I'm anoicha of a veifa, I'm a nobody." Like we do at tefillah, we first misada shvachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then when we know who we're talking to, we present our bakoshes. So he doesn't say it over there. Then after he finishes chamishim, that's when he inserts anoicha of a veifa. I mean, ma mokoyim now all of a sudden became necessary to it. Start out right away. If this natzlus and nanivus of Avram is as a hakdama to the etzem bak the tainus bakosha whatever it is, then you should have said it right at the beginning. So let's start Bezim from someplace else. Let's start from the Yisoyin Dakeda. The Me'ah Shaloyach says, Niflik Nekuda, that the Nisoyin of the Akeda, which stands to us as Nisoyin in its big words. In other words, Nisoyin the Akeda is the Nisoyin. So he says that the Nisoyin of the Akeda was not only the hardship of the sacrifice. That is very hard, but there were others that were oimid nifnis yoinis. Says the hardship, and also it's not, it's becholzo is the similar to there was a sign to throw himself into kifshon eish. He was oimid with that. So now the sign was benoi. It's a stronger version, but it's still the same sign. So the Me'ah Shaloyach says, this Rebbetzin says that the nisoyin was because there was no clear tzivui. The tzivui itself was vague. And the Zoya says, he brings it on a Zoya. The Zoya says that this nevuah to Avraham Avinu was not paspaklaya meira. I mean, even though only Moshe Rabbeinu had real aspaklaya meira, but vayistes Avraham Avinu was also dargis of nevuahs that were more clear and less clear. And he says this nevuah was not paspaklaya meira. Like it says, Vayara Mokim Rochik, the Zohar says he saw the place from far away. So it didn't have the proximity and clarity of a regular nevuah, which we call the Spaklaya Meira for Avram's Darga. But this was a vague, and Bemela, this was a vague nevuah. It wasn't clear. Secondly, in Seichel, it had no mokim. In Seichel, there was a stira. Hayoyim atayim alikach. Esmol amat likivitzur chazor. Hayoyim atayim ali valei loyla. So b'meila, it was a vague nevuah that allowed itself for many interpretations. So Avraham Avinu himself could have sat down and made the pilpul and said, we have a stira here. B'meila, we have to say a pshat. And the pshat is valeo, but don't b'shech them, or whatever. So the Nisoyin over here was a Nisoyin where there was no clarity bechlal of what he's supposed to do. It wasn't as if he had a clear, and if he said, had he had the slightest negiah, had he had the slightest, had he been lacking something, then he would have, then he would have been nichshel in negiah. It's very shver. So what is the nekud over here? I mean, Mela, when a person has an isoyin, he knows what he's supposed to do, and then there's a difficulty in doing it. So the isoyin is clear. He knows he's supposed to do it, and then there's a difficulty. But what does it mean? What exactly is an isoyin when it's not clear what you're supposed to do? I mean, he's saying, had he had the slightest negiah, then he would have answered it with all the terutzim and all the lumdas that he had, because there was no clear mahalach and seichel for it. So, and it could have been interpreted many different ways. So in a chnami, and if he doesn't have any negiyas, how does he know? I mean, negiyas are the way we understand negiyas. It means a person knows what's right, but he has a temptation to twist his reasoning for something. But if you talk, you don't know what's right. There was a vagueness in the tzivui. There was a tatar asasu. It can't be a Kadosh Baruch Hu means valei lo ilo, because he said before this way. It's coming with a vision that's aspaklaya sheinim here. So how do you know what to do right? It's an isoyin that what? That Kadosh Baruch Hu took a gamble and he was right. I mean, how do you know what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted? It's manevshach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, or it comes out clear mitzad the mahalach advarim, so he did say so, and then you know what you're supposed to. If he didn't say so, so nechnami, how do you know what you're supposed to do? What are we testing over here? What was he supposed to do, Avraham Avinu? The chagav, that's a nekuda d'zayah. You see also in the difference between. We spoke last week, we compared the two Lech Lechos, the Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha and Lech Lecha of the Akedah. But here it says, El Oretz Asher Eko, and here it says, El Amokar Masha Oimer Lecha. One is, the Gilui in Knan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him clearly what to do. What would come out, the Gilui that would come afterwards, would be a Gilui of Areka. You will see and understand why I did it, what I wanted. The gilui later was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. It was a much deeper, the nekuda that the Zoya's meramis and that the Meir Shlach says, it's better merumis in the psukim. The nisoyed in the Knan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what to do, and it's very clear. The question was, will it pan out that it's going to be l'toivotzcha l'anoscha, is it going to be Eretz Tov Rechava? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, do it, and then it'll be Eretz Asher Eka. I'll show you what it is that I gave you. You'll see b'chush that what I told you is niskayim, and you, it's going to be l'tevoshan also. Fine. In the Akedah, it's much deeper than that. In the Akedah, there wasn't clear b'chlal what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Ashoim alecha, chadaram shoim alecha is, the Amira is going to be niskala later. So what is supposed to guide the person? I mean, what's supposed to be the direction if you don't know what to do? There's a Mishnah in Ovis. It says, "Asay Ritzoyne Kirtzoyncha, Kadesh Yasay Ritzoyne Kirtzoynecha, Ubatel Ritzoyncha, Mipne Ritzoyne Kesheish Uvatel Tzoynecher Mipne Tzoyncha." So Mishnah says, a person should make his Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like his Ratzon, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his Ratzon like your Ratzon. What is it? I mean, what may the person mevatel ritzoyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a dovah toiv moed. But what does it mean? So that what? So that he's mevatel ratzon to your ratzon. It's almost lacking in meaning. Being mevatel your ratzon implies that you don't need anything, you don't want anything, you don't care for anything. So why do you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mevatel his ratzon to your ratzon? I mean, you don't have a rotzen anymore. And if this was in the back of your mind all the time, then you have a rotzen. But I mean, it's a tata disaster. It's one thing, mainly you say, I say mitzvahs, kedusha kodesh baruch hu yeitiv lecha. So the equation is a correct equation. You're doing mitzvahs, but you have a cheshm, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his cheshm, and he gives you schar, toiv, and so on. But here it's the opposite. You're saying, get all cheshbonos out of the way, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do what you really want. It's a tata disaster. Rashi says, interesting, Rashi says in the Mishnah, he says that when a person, we're not talking about mitzvahs, but when a person is doing in yonim that are l'shem, that are chulin, a person should do it l'shem shemayim. So that, he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? He's mevatel his rotzen for your rotzen. He makes his rotzen for your rotzen. It's going on the first half of Mishnah. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives you, he'll give you ba'ayin toivah, ba'ayin yofah. I think the lashon is that he gives it by nyofer. We're not talking interesting. We're not talking about mitzvahs. We're not talking about ischar. We're talking about divrei chulin versus ayin yofer, whatever that means. Whatever ayin yofer, ayin toiv is. So like this. There's a mahalach of communication, let's call it, but there's a mahalach of shaychis through das, seichel. A person, Reuven tells me what to do, I do it, I give to him, he gives to me. It's a mahalach because we know what we want, and each person tells the other person what to do. So there's a clear havon of what has to be done, and so on, and we do it. That is a mahalach of communication through seichel. That is a mahalach that's very clear. I know what I want because the person told me I want this and this, and it's kedai, or I'd like to fulfill what he wants, and that's how we trade off. Each one does what the other one wants. There's a deeper nekuda. Lemoshel, if a person is close with someone else and likes someone else, when you deal with a business associate or a business a client relationship, so mipchinas rotzen, each rotzen is a separate rotzen. I want what I want. He wants what he wants. And we both make a cheshm of what it is that's kedai to do to fulfill our rotzen. And the place where those cheshbonos intersect, we have a deal. There are relationships, parent and a child, a husband and wife, where the person wants that the other person's rotzen should be nismala. It's a relationship where my relationship to him is, I want to see his rotzen fulfilled. I like it when he's happy. I'm dismayed when he's not happy. So b'meila, so therefore, whenever I deal with the person, the thing that comes into mind by me is his rotzen. I don't think of myself. When a parent thinks of a child, the parent thinks of the child. He thinks of the smile on the face when things go well, and he thinks of the anxiety when things are difficult. And the person, ke'ilu, puts himself into his shoes and acts accordingly. I mean, the negias of parents when they're not l'toiva is that they're speaking as if to be the child. They're giving the same, instead of looking as an outsider and saying, you know, this is not good for him, he's wrong in this case, and so on, because you identify your rotzen with the child's rotzen, so his wrong perceptions, his rationalizations become your rationalizations. That's a teva oilam. So you have a mahalach where the say to the mahalach is that person's rotzen becomes your rotzen. And b'meila, it's shayach to understand things that are not said, that haven't been said, simply because once your Ratzon has learned to feel like the other Ratzon, to empathize the other Ratzon, then your Ratzon becomes like the other Ratzon. That is a mahalach, not seichel to seichel, but Ratzon to Ratzon. The Mishnah, let's start with the Mishnah. Aseiret tzoyne kir tzoyncha means a person, the avoda of chachma, understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, is a clear-cut avoda. Take out a Shulchan Aruch, chazer it 101 times, know all the possibilities, all the chetimtzes, and you know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. That is clear. How do I know those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say mefurish? Those things that never made it to the stage of chachma. Over there, the pshat is we have to somehow be able to latch into Ritzoni Yisparach. How does a person latch into Ritzoni Yisparach? I mean, if by definition we're saying that there is no gilui in the olam of diburim, of the olam of sichlis, of Ritzoni, those in Yonam that are Moshe, lefnim mishros adin. How does a person know what to do lefnim mishros adin if it's not din? If it's lefnim mishros adin, it doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch. So how does a person know it? If it's minhag, how do we know if it's a minhag toyev versus a minhag shtus? If it doesn't say it anyplace. Those in Yonim that are called generically das Torah, meaning areas that don't have mefurish halacha, but so where are they coming from? If they're not written, so where is the validity for it? Where's the mucker for it? The teretz is, there's one relationship, a person can have a business-like relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I do. He doesn't say, I don't do. My ratzon is my ratzon. I know I have my agenda set for me. I want to do what I want to do. But I know and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malay Cholaretz Kvaydai, and he's and everything Hakril B'yodav, and B'meila, you know, I do everything because I want, but the agenda is a personal agenda. In the there's a second darga where a person says there is only one, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing in the world, if it's Hashem Echad, then there's only one Ratz in the world, and if I want to be an Adam HaSholem, or more than that, if I want to be Shaykh to the Emes Shel Olam, the only way to do it is if I learn that his Ratzon becomes my Ratzon. That becomes my Sheifa becomes that his Sheifas, to do his Sheifas, to be Malei Ratzon Yisparach. The gift for that, the matana for that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his Ratzon part of your Ratzon. The Mishnah is telling me to tap into Ritzon Yisbarach be'etzem by banging on it, you can't do it. By using Svara, you can't do it. By being Medame Milsal Milsa, you can't do it. When a person is Mevatla's own Ritzonis, and ambition, he wherever he finds a shayrish of ambition in his own mitzias, he says he uproots it, and instead his ratzon is what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. So the memela, things that pop up in his mind as this is kedai to do, we ought to do this, that is a reflection of Ritzon Yisbarach. So the mashal, let's just use the mashal about das Torah. Das Torah means people whose mitzias is lasis ritzayin chol b'leivav shalem, so the ritzayinis that they have are the ritzayinis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know it. It's the zelu mazeh for the person whose mitzias is being mevatel ritzayin lasis ritzayin chol b'leivav shalem. So therefore we say that what comes back from HaKadosh, what that person wants instinctively is Ritzoni. Just like if I hear a parent say something about the child that I realize is distorted, you know, it's distorted, so I say the parent is just mouthing the child, because the parent instinctively is just saying over, instead of being able to be objective, he's just saying over what the child wants. So the asay ritzayin kirtzayincha, kadesh asay ritzayin kirtzayin means that It's we're not talking about Chas v'Shalom. It would be hefech, it would be a tar to the sasra if the Mishnah would say, you know, do everything the same Shemayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be memale all your shaloi l'shmos. That's basically what would come out. The Mishnah is saying faket. The Mishnah is talking about how does a person come that his ratzon should be ritzoni yisparach. And on that it says, if the person makes a conscious effort that his desires be ritzoni yisparach, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back that his ritzonis become ritzoni yisparach. His das becomes a das of Elyon. That's the pshat of the Mishnah. Let's go back to our inyanim. The inyan of tefillah. People ask a shayla. Man of shach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, why, how, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, then how are you allowed to be in Spala? Shouldn't be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a drought in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants drought. So how are you allowed to be in Spala? Shouldn't be. So the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it in Spala, but it's missing in the inyan. It's missing, I mean, man of shach. So the Pasha Teretz is that wherever there's a mahalach of avodah in the world, where a person is allowed to and ought to do things. The mashal, if a person doesn't have water, he's mechuyev to dig a well to find water. If a person doesn't have what to eat, he's mechuyev to plow and to seed and to do those inyanim. That's the, if a person, mechuyev to misagia, to learn, to understand. Wherever there's an inyan of yegia and amala, biyadayim, there's an inyan of avodah betfilah. The Chaznish says, I think this Chaznish says, I once heard, I don't remember if I saw it, that anything a person does with tefillah, I think it's Chaznish, anything a person accomplishes with tefillah, so it's not as if he got out of it, but fakat, it becomes a kiyum of avoda. The most of a person is spal for siyat and shmai and atzlocha learning, and he feels that a lot of his atzlocha and shmai is due to it. It's not the pshat kill the person's shirked responsibility. Tefillah is called avoda, and it's mahalcha avoda. That's the pashta teretz. There's a deeper nekuda though, and that's the maggid says a dove niflad moid, the mezutzah maggid. He says that the ha'oise kolakaveh mokem l'tfilosai means that the nekuda. It says that a person is supposed to be mechavan liboy l'mokem. A person is supposed to be nimtzu kol Yisrael mechavnim lemokim echad. Every all tefillah is faced to one mokim. The person has tefillahs, so they can start with his ritzainus. A person wants this, a person wants that, a person wants the other thing. Some of it could be good ritzainus, some could be bad ritzainus, some of it could be ashchos mamish. But the person has his own ritzainus, and his tefillah is an expression of his ritzainus. That is not a dargan tefillah. I mean, it's tefillah, but it's not a dargan. The emes of tefillah is that a person is kaveya the mokim litfilosai. His tefillah, he shapes and bends to that nekuda of the mekoyim shaloylam. There's one solid place, and that is Ritzoyne Yisparach. And I focus my tefillah to that. And that's why Nashik Nasagdola made a Mesudah Dekat Tefillah for us. Because if a person were to daven his own tefillahs, the person would daven bad things, stupid things. The fact that they gave us a structure to force all the inyanim into one mahalach. So the pshat is, he's a kaveya mokim lit filosai. He creates a kviyas mokim. Mokim also refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the point of reference in the world. That's where it's called Mekoimish Olam. And all tefillahs head to there. To like it says, tefillah tzor kevoy, and so on. Kola oise tefillosoi keva. The person takes his own ritzoinis and says, I want this, I want this, I want this. This is what has to be. And I'll be mispalled kiminyav aschanan tefillahs, that this is what should be. That is bad. That's in tefas chanun. So adrabe, when a person takes the nekuda of mekoyim shaloylam and he makes that the nekuda's keva, and tefillah becomes a vehicle to realize ritzoni yisparach, that's a tremendous mila. If a person takes his ritzoinus, his natural tefillahs, and makes that into the ikka, so adrabe, you know, he says yaharik vayava, this is what I want, and I will be and I will do whatever it takes to get it, then it's bad. I once experienced that. Sometimes you see an oimek, a tahoim in Ashchasa. It was somebody together with me in yeshiva who, the nights he did called avasa, and at daytime he had a veishiv shetzur, but beikah his tefillos were meridik. Meridik tefillos, long, with tremendous kavana and this and that. And he once told a chav of mine, seriously, he told him, I was mizdazea from the oimek. He said that the reason why he has so much atzlocha at night is because of the tefillos that he legs a vek fatzlocha in the daytime. There is no money. If tefillah itself is only a bit if it's a bit of a person with sinus, it implies a hakarna kadosh baruch hu, but not more than that. The person is kaveh mokem with tefillosay. That's why the union of all everybody's being mechaven lemokem echod. In other words, the mokem that you mechaven tefillah to is the kodesh hakadoshim in the world. That's the nekudas of ratzon. And then a person it fans out into each person's mahalach. Der Hagav, in tefillah, there's always an inyan of to be mispal b'loshen rabbim. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why Faket, there's a shin in Eschoyis, the tefillah's aderech, the way it's written is in Eschoch Yochid, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down Seit b'rabbim, because tefillah should be b'rabbim, and he brings it Gemara. The Maral says, in Aser Tzoyncha, the Maral says, what's the kesher to the Mishnah before? It says that whoever works with the tzibur he says because on the level of a yochid, you're never sure if the rotzen is ishayra. A ritzayin is bar shayin. On the level of a tzibur, there's always ritzayinay. On a yachid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may want that this particular yachid should be lo'aleinu not well, should lo'aleinu not have parnosa, should be lacking in deya. On a yachid, it's hard to know what the ratzin is. On a tzibur, the ratzin is always what we see l'toiva, for parnosa, for refuah, for das, for gula, and that's why, adrab, in tefillah, where you're trying to tap into ratzin, that's what you're trying to do. Avraham Avinu, the Metzias, the tefillah of Avraham Avinu was, first of all, Avraham Avinu said, let's go back to Malcolm Tefillah. It says, we say on him, Hey Anav. Anav means the bottom line of Anivus, the Sheirish of Anivus is a bit of Ritzoinus. As long as a person has a Sheirish of Ratzin, the eye of a person in its most edler form is rotzen. I mean, some people are gross, and they need that the person should be paraded by rabbim, and everybody should say on him kochi yoser. That's a grub tzura of gaiva. A pnimis the tzura of gaiva is a person likes to be behind the scenes, but what I want, that's what's going to happen. Faket, it covet, the first daraga is a daraga of ratzon of covet. It's a prust. The second daraga of gaiva is faket. There is a gaius, but it doesn't belong to a person. The Hashem Malach gaius lovish. Gaius is a mida. It's a mida faket where you want your ratzon to be shalit. And the in kviyas mokim means that you mevatel your rotzen bifnei ritzoinei. The rotzen of the world is one rotzen. That's rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm being mispala your rotzen ulfanecha to be memala your ritzoinis. So in the kviyas mokim, the kviyas mokim becomes a darg of anivus nefesh adam. That's why a person who's kviyas mokim philosophy we say hey onav, because the darg where a person can take on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ritzoinus as his Ritzoinus, and b'meila do away with his Ritzoinus that identify personally with himself, that is a Darga of Anivus. The first Tain of Avraham Avinu, when he was Mispalel, the first Tain of Chamishim Ish goes with a whole Akdama of Hashefet Kol Ha'aretz, will you do an Avul Chalilucha? That is a Taina. Asichlis de Ketaina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zalkei Mishpat. In Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to question, to ask, to be Mizyashiv, to be Dam Milsal Milsa. And Bemela, there's no mockum of introducing yourself on Lecha of a Veifa. That is, Als Chamishim Ish, Midas HaMishpat, it demands that if there's 10 tzaddikim in each place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save the place. That's Mishpat. And in Mishpat, there's no need for this, for Lecha of Veifa. 45, so Rashi explains, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mitztaref with each place. That's not Midas HaMishpat Bechlal. It's Tefillah. And the Tefillah is only because, what is Avram, it's one thing, when I come to a person and say, you're not handling Yoshedik, it's a Taina. And I can come Taina. What kind of Taina is it if I say, I don't like the things you want? You want this mechateise? What do you mean? Well, it's not your business. There's no mokim of his askus bechlal. The Teretz is, this is the oilam of tefillah, where when you deher, that ritzoinai is to save the world. That when you deher, that ritzoinai is to save the world. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Hanichali, so he heard that he tapped in that the Ritzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him anything, but if, for the people whose Ritzonos are Ritzon Elyon, they have that sensitivity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu, when he said Anochi Ofa Ve'ifa, said that the pshat is, I have no Metzias, and if I feel that you should look to save something here, then that's Ritzoncha. I'm coming to you because since I've been mevatel my Ratzon for your Ratzon, so wherever I deher a Ratzon, wherever I spear a Ratzon to take out the Nekud of Toy from here, so that's your Ritzoncha. And if that's your Ritzoncha, then there's a Mokoyim, then it's just waiting for a person to be Megalit. It's not a Tain anymore. Since Ritzoncha is, like, Leisachpa, it's Bemoisa Rosha, Kimishuva and Darkai, so fill out that Nekuda. That's the Pshat. That was the Nisoyin of Dakeda, the final Nisoyin of Dakeda. And that's the Meir Shaleach's Hezba. That's his the Havon over here. Certainly, there are nisyonis where it's me against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Do this and this," and it's hard for me. It conflicts with my interests. I don't want it. It's hard. There's opposition. No, those are 10 nisyonis. Those are nisyonis from Lech Lecha till here. Fine. But then there's one. The ultimate nisyon is, I'm not going to tell you what to do, except if there's a shred of your, it's like a Rose Rosh test. I'm going to show you a hazy dumus, and we'll see. If your Ratzin, if you have a shred of your own Ratzin in here, then you're not going to see Akeda. You'll see 1,000 other things. If your Ratzin is completely bottled, and you only dehair my Ratzin, then you're going to see it kaviyochol the way I want it. The shaila was, there was no way, Seichel wasn't going to tell him. The only tool that Avram had was a tool of ratzon, of his ratzon being bottled to ritzoni. If his ratzon was, if he had succeeded in making his ratzon the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon would become his ratzon, and he would deherit the way it should be deherit, like ratzon to ratzon. And that's why he told him, the gili would be asha'ima elecha. I'm not even telling you. What I'm telling you is what the nisoyin is going to be, that you're going to go in a mokrim, and you're going to, you have to understand what I wanted, and the only clue for that would be Ratz. We're talking about Tvarim and Leirayim and Iskovim. I mean, we're talking about in Yonim that are Lamaila from many Tfizer and Asoga that we have. But, I mean, just like the, I mean, in certainly as a Darga, this is talking after the person's Mekayim, everything that he did. He, you know, we're talking about once he's Mekayim, what he was told to do, now we're talking about that's when you go in very, very, when you're talking about this, the general scope of person's avodah. But in different akudas, these in yonam anageya, and that's what Rashi says when he says in Pirkei Avos, what does it mean? A person has to learn. Thinking about it is part of it. I mean, a person shouldn't fool himself in a thing that he holds there. But when a person, that's what Rashi says, the zelu maseh. When a person learns to do chulin l'shem shemayim, when a person learns that ritzonus, if a person learns to grapple with his ritzonus in the following way, a person has a ratzon to do something. Let him ask himself, is it because it's my sense of self, because this is what I want? A person shouldn't be foolish to deny himself, because if a person denies himself all his ritzonus, then a person will either crush under it, crumble, and that's not the way to go about it. If there's no chiv, there's no chiv. A person should sit around picking food only the same shemaim. It certainly is a dagger, but a person can't live like that. But let a person at least relegate it and say to himself, these are the ritzonus of my tivim, and I have to go with it. The very fact that a person takes out of his own machshava, if he divorces it and he learns to say, a child, when he wants to eat, his whole self is tied up with the eating. Let a person say, listen, I have a strong appetite. It's my teva. It's very hard. And if I don't eat a good meal or a sweet meal or whatever it is, it's hard for me to function. The very machshava, the divorcing your rotzen, instead of rotzen, it just becomes a chreach, is a step in the right direction. A person's understanding that there is only one rotzen in the bria, and that's ritzoni. And a person can have at least a tam of it, at least some sort of vague feeling. No one is holding by being there. You're talking about the highest dargo of Kesher Kesher. But at least a tam in yonim, when a person has ambitions, chaloymes, dreams, if the person at least mentally relegates and says to himself, it's too much in me, I'm going to have to give in. That already takes it out of mentally. Instead of, when a person thinks of ambitions, the stronger it is, they become identified with the person himself. Let him at least divorce that. Let him learn to move it to something else. When a person is mispalo for something, let him at least put it in lemashal. If a person has a specific shidduch that he wants. The specific shidduch that he wants is usually tied up with a lot of his own desires. For whatever reason, the person has that he wants a specific shidduch. Let him at least understand that the tefillah should be, even if it's mechanical, a zivuk hagun is ritzoyna yisparach. And a person has to be mishtadl, and a person has to be mispalfit. So let a person at least, when he's mispalef for an inyan that makes that's important for him, let him at least phrase it that way. If somebody's a choyle lo aleinu, the reason why we're mispalef is because that's ritzoni yisparach. And a person should say, you know, a person should be clear when he's making his own cheshbon nefesh, they certainly wants the refuah for himself or for somebody that's korev and so on. But let him at least mouth it that way. Let him at least say, this is what you want. And you know, be memali. And that's what Rashi says. If a person learns that his inyani chulin is done with the feeling of bitl rotzen, that he's doing l'shem shemayim, at least the herring that there's such a thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him bayin yofa. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he wants to do it. But he expresses his rotzen. It's like the difference when somebody gives you something, when he has to give it to you, or when there's a rotzen to give it to you. In the small things, the nice wrapping, the pleasant smile that comes with it, the ease with which you get it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give more machmas this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megala that you hit home with rotzen. If a person is mevatel his ritzonis, and adapts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ritzonis as his ritzonis, in as much as a person tries it, so in the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, Reb Chaim Shmuel Vizchoinu used to say, by David HaMelech, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, and Goliath fell forward instead of backwards. So instead of walking the whole 10 amis to cut his head off, he it was closer by. So Reb Chaim asked, I mean, what's the purpose of the nes? I mean, the hard part was fighting Goliath. Once you're able to kill Goliath, the walking the extra few meters, it didn't make the difference. So Reb Chaim used to say his lashon used to be either it's a bouquet of flowers or a kiss. Sometimes this lashon is used. I mean, a bouquet of flowers only expresses that what you gave, everything else that you gave beratzen. There's a tremendous chen and chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for a person who tries to show himself to, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, it's going to be with a smile, with a certain ha'ara of Ritzoni Yisbarach. Shabbos.